The next patient is Caroline Olsen. The last name is O-L-S-E-N. First name C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Number one, 84-year-old, white female, that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B-A1. The patient is complaining of back pain that has been going on for a couple of weeks. And they were wondering whether or not this pain is coming from acute kidney stone. The laboratory workup that was done November the 23rd fails to show the presence of any hematuria or activity in the urinary sediment. And the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the kidney function remains stable. The serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 32, and the estimated GFR is 31 mL per minute. Calcium 9.8, albumin 4.24. The protein total is 6.9. Liver function test with the normal limits. Hemoglobin, following number, anemia. The hemoglobin is 10.9. The patient is supposed to be taking iron. And I reminded her to do so in order to avoid a relapse of the anemia. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 118 over 52. Following number, B12 deficiency. The B12 level was reported in the lower 200s. The patient is encouraged to increase the administration of B12 to 1,000 micrograms on daily basis PO. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, back pain. This back pain is most likely related to musculoskeletal origin, and the patient is seen Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-I. He has ordered abdominal pelvic CT scan without contrast, and the patient is supposed to see him right after the test were done. We have invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.